and Qigong is really coming into its own now. It can be considered a form of Chinese yoga. And it is Qigong made up of two qi, which is your vital energy, and gong, which is cultivation. So Qigong is an exercise that you do to cultivate your vital energy, and it works together with your breathing, your mental focus and concentration, combined with your body movement. So we talk about integrating your body, your breath, and your mind. And when you do that, it brings everything together, and you feel empowered, you feel energized, you feel calmer, and you're able to manifest what it is you want to in your life. Exactly. So it is energy medicine, and it is a form of energy medicine that you don't receive from someone else, although there are Qigong masters that do emit Qi for healing. But the form of Qigong that I specialize in is teaching people how to provide energy medicine to themselves through these very slow, gentle exercises anybody, any age, any ability can do. And you do the deep breathing, the slow deep breathing, and you coordinate the breathing with the slow rhythmical movements of your physical body. And then you use your mind, because where your mind goes, where you focus your mind, your qi, which is your vital energy, it follows where you focus your mind. And so you move and you shift from empty to full, from empty, which is yin, to full, which is yang. And you balance these energies, the yin-yang energies within you. You work with the five elements, fire, earth, metal, water, wood within you. You balance the energies of your vital organs. You strengthen your bones through Qigong. You balance your endocrine system, and you move your qi and strengthen your sinews, your tendons, your muscles. You become more flexible, and you calm your heart and pacify your spirit at the same time. So it is all-encompassing. It is integrating. It is energizing. And in that way, it's energy medicine, because you are balancing the energies, your energy body. You are working with your energies together with your physical body as you integrate yourself and create greater health and wellness within you. How to go within. When I teach Qigong, let's say you're sitting on the chair, you have your feet flat on the floor, you're sitting up straight, and you feel the connection to from above. It brings you in touch with the nature, the external nature around you. So you're sitting there, and your feet are flat on the floor, and there's a bubbling well point at the bottom of your foot that you're connecting. You're rooting yourself into the earth. And then there's a 100 meeting point on the top of your head that you're connecting with the energy from above, from the heavens, the yang energy from above and the yin energy from below. And then you're mixing it. You're actually making energy medicine within your body as you draw the nature's forces into you, and you're bringing it to your lower dantian, which is 2 inches below your belly button. And that's where the breathing happens, where when you breathe in through your nose and your mouth is closed and your tongue is on the roof of your mouth, you expand your belly. And you can be doing this as I talk to you about it, where you breathe in and expand, breathe out and contract your belly. Breathe in, you're looking downward, no eyes closed, but you're looking downward, concentrating on your body, watching your body expand and contract with each breath. And this centers you, And this helps you to start moving your energy effortlessly in a very balanced way throughout your body, where you connect with the nature around you and you connect with your own internal nature. And that's how you access your innate healing ability, and you balance your energies. And that is how you create health and wellness within yourself through these very gentle, ancient movements for health and longevity. When
okay.
you do these movements and the chi starts flowing, your blood is also flowing. And so that is nourishing not just your lungs, but your tissues. So you get, your muscles get stronger that way. The other thing is the spleen energy, according to traditional Chinese medicine, nourishes your muscles. And Qigong balances your spleen energy, and so your muscles get stronger that way. Also, you're moving physically. So through the stretching exercises, through the moving, your muscles get surprisingly strong. Even though you're moving slowly, it strengthens your muscles
mm-hmm.
throughout your whole body. And it does work with depression and anxiety. Because
wow,
the way
that is amazing.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, through the moving of the blood and chi and the calming of the heart and pacifying the spirit and energizing you, your depression becomes resolved. Depression is a suppression of energy, and everything is down. And there could be excess water, excess dampness in the body that suppresses the emotions, and everything is very low. And anger is oftentimes a part of depression, where the liver energy is part of that, where excessive anger comes in, overthinking and worry, and just a place where that energy is so suppressed and low. Then you have anxiety, which is completely the opposite direction energetically, where the energy is going up and your energetics are almost, your energy body is really all over the place and going upward. So that's why the double whammy that you explained is so pertinent, because of the reversing of those energies. And that is why, as you said, it's so devastating. Because you can't collect yourself. The anxiety, you're all over the place and you're down. And so you have no idea where you are in the world, and you don't have the energy or the fortitude or the focus to start moving in your world and accomplishing what you need to accomplish, just even getting out of bed and getting dressed to get to work. And that is why it is so interfering with work. And there's so much anxiety because of the pressures that we have in our society. And I feel so bad for the young people today, because they have so much pressure to succeed and such competition. But Qigong, the way Qigong works is through balancing the liver energy, working with anger, releasing, detoxifying the liver energy, your organ, the vital organ, the energetics of your liver, by doing a healing sound for the liver. Where the sound is done on the exhalation, you visualize anger leaving, detoxifying, not that all of it, because you need anger in your life. Anger is good, it's when it's excessive. And so you release this anger from your liver through this movement with a healing sound, and you do that for your spleen also, which helps, as I had mentioned, your muscles, but it also helps to work with your digestion and move dampness and move excess water in your body, so then the dampness doesn't suppress your emotions. And then at the same time, as I explained before, you're looking down your Taoist plumb line, you're breathing into your belly, you're connecting, you're rooting yourself into the earth. And when you do that, you are bringing yourself, your energy system, more inside your body. And as you do that and bring yourself down to your center, 2 inches below your belly button, you're bringing yourself down and you're calming yourself and the anxiety leaves. And at the same time, you're moving your chi, you're strengthening the vital organ of your organs, you're moving your blood, you're balancing your endocrine system and every part of your body at the same time, and that releases the depression. And that all meets right there in your lower dantian, 2 inches below your belly button, which is the center of physical healing, the energetic center of physical healing in your body. Yeah, the life force is there. It's just about igniting it and tapping into it. It is there, as buried as it feels and as deep as it feels. And as armored as a person becomes and depressed, it is there. And that's the most important thing, that as tough as it feels and as much as there seems like there's no way out, there is. And every single human being can, has, will find that connection when they put their mind to it and they believe in their physical body and their spiritual, their mind-body-spirit connection, and that there is a way. And people must keep going till they find it and not give up and believe in themselves and believe in their ability to heal. And when you were mentioning the mind, body, spirit in Qigong, there are Qigong exercises that work with the three treasures, which is Jing, Qi, and Shen. And when I was speaking about the lower Dantian, that's where the Jing is. That's all the physical part of the body, all the fluids in your body, the lymph and all the blood, all the fluids of your body. And then the middle dantian has to do with your qi, which has to do with your breath. And the upper dantian, which is your shen, is your spirit, which is your heart-mind. And so there are qigong exercises that work to bring together and to move the qi flow from your lower to the middle, to the upper dantian, and that nourishes your three treasures, which helps with health and longevity. That's when the light goes on. That's when you really can work with your calming, your anxiety, and energizing yourself and creating that balance and homeostasis, and help you with weight loss too, which I would love to talk more about.